Hi everyone, and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 518. I hope you all are well. Any questions, comments, suggestions, recommendations, sponsorships, please email me at RabbiYismach@take10fortorah.org. I wanted to discuss something we've discussed in the past, and that is the tension that exists between Nachem and the prayer that we add on Tisha B'Av, and the idea that we somehow are not quite there yet, while at the same time, we of course celebrate Yerushalayim in the splendor that we have it now. And this tension of almost being there, but not quite, comes up again and again. And I want to highlight another area where this tension comes up, and perhaps assists us in guiding how exactly to navigate the tension. So 2 weeks ago, we discussed the mitzvah of taking a lulav, all of Sukkot. And we said that really the Torah just says, "Ulekachtam lechem b'yom rishon pri etz hadar," you're supposed to be taking these fruits on the first day, but then the pasuk tells us, "Usmachtam lefnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yamim," but you're supposed to celebrate at the same time somehow for 7 days. So first day, 7 days, which one is it? So the Gemara explains that really the mitzvah min haTorah is to do it on the first day only and at home. But lefnei Hashem elokeichem, before God, in the Beis HaMikdash, you're supposed to do it every single day. So the Gemara tells us, that being the case, but Rishona hayalulav notel b'mikdash shiva, uvamadina yom echad. Back in the day, this is the rule. It used to be that in the Mikdash they would take it all Shiva, but at home you would only take it one day. Okay? So now, the Gemara then explains, what's the reason? What's the reason for all of this? Mishachara Beis HaMikdash, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Sheilulav Nitel B'Medina Shiva, Zeichel HaMikdash. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was, as we mentioned a couple weeks back, he was the man who shepherded the Jewish people and all of Halacha, really, all of the Torah, out of temple times into Churban and diaspora times. So one of the rules that he made is he said that in order to remember that the way it used to be done in Yerushalayim, the way it used to be done in the Mikdash, is so that everybody nowadays should do it just like they did. Okay, so the first rule that he made, we'll get back to another rule, but he said we should all be doing it just like Yerushalayim did, Zeichel HaMikdash. And again, when we talk about what was done in the Beis HaMikdash, so Rashi says that it actually is referring to Yerushalayim. Rambam said all of Yerushalayim would be doing it on all 7 days, and so therefore we all do like Yerushalayim used to do, Zecher LeMikdash, right? So an interesting idea. The Gemara says, why? How do we know that we have this Zecher LeMikdash? It's interesting, we have this notion of Zecher LeMikdash a couple of times. We have it on Pesach as well. Okay, just hold that thought. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, Darmar Kra, Ki ale arucha lach, Pasuk says, for I will make, it's Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, I will make a cure for you. Makosayach er po'echnu Hashem, and from your wounds I will hear you, I will heal you. These are the words from Hashem. Why? Why will I make a cure from you? Why will I heal you from your wounds? Here is why. Ki nidacha karulach, for the nations of the world call you discarded. Tzion hi, she is Tzion, Doresh Ein La. There is none who seek her. An interesting pasuk in Yirmiyahu, where the pasuk tells us, you know, that you'll need to be healed because the non-Jews or the nations of the world will say to you, in regard to Tzion, in regard to Yerushalayim, Tzion hi, it's Tzion, but Doresh Ein La. Nobody cares, nobody seeks her. And the Gemara says, Doresh Ein La. Are you telling me that nobody seeks her? What'd you call me? Michal Deboi Drisha. That teaches us that we need to seek her. We need to have Yerushalayim on our mind. We need to figure out how to integrate the memory of Yerushalayim in everything that we do. And we know that there are some very famous examples of how we do this. What do we do at every wedding? We sing Im Eshkachech. That's an old minhag of saying, if not singing, Im Eshkachech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yimini. If I forget you, Yerushalayim, I forget my right hand, I forget my skill, I forget my talent. What defines me is gone. And so we sing that, we break a glass, sort of to temper the joy. Im lo ales Yerushalayim al rosh simchasi. If I don't go and put Yerushalayim on the height of my simcha. So we try to integrate the memory of Yerushalayim, and that's to fulfill this pasuk. We don't want the non-Jews to accuse of we forgetting Tzion Doresh Ein La. Nobody cares about Jerusalem. God forbid, of course we care about Jerusalem. It's everywhere. We don't celebrate without remembering Im Eshkachech Yerushalayim. And so, to that end, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's goal is to make sure that we remember what used to happen in Yerushalayim vis-a-vis the mitzvah of Lulav and Esrog, which is a very, very nice idea, and that's what the Gemara tells us. Now, the Gemara there also tells us that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made another rule. Now, this other rule of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is that Yom Hanef Kulo Asar. Now, just abridge what this halacha is, but basically the halacha is as follows. We spoke about a few weeks ago the halacha of Chadash and Yashan. You can't eat the first grains that come out of the ground until the Karban Omer is brought on the second day of Pesach. Okay, second day of Pesach. When would it be brought? So the Gemara tells us it would always be brought by noon. You can assume that by noon, wherever you lived, the Karban would have been brought. Now that the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, so what should be the law? Should it just be the first thing in the morning? Should it be noon? So the Gemara's got a whole calculation, a whole discussion about how this should work. And it basically says, here's the reason that it's forbidden to eat from the new grain all day, not just the morning, not just midday, because Mehera Yibane Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash could be built, immediately. And a person's going to remember that last year, if we allow it to be done at the beginning of the day, so the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built the next year, and a person's going to say, hey, last year we had it first thing in the morning, and therefore we should be able to do it again. So the Gemara says, Gemara has a whole discussion, when's the Beis HaMikdash going to be built that day, how would that affect it? And ultimately, because of the fact, after the continuance of the Gemara's discussion, because of the fact the Beis HaMikdash could be built at any time, on that second day of Pesach, which would then necessitate you to bring a Karban Omer, therefore we cannot eat from the new grain until that Karban is brought or until the entire day passes because of the possibility of the Beis HaMikdash being built. Now that's a beautiful idea, and in one Mishnah we have the description of these two takanos, these two rules that are made, one in order to remember what we call Zecher LeMikdash, and one, on the other hand, to remember Mehera Yibane Beis HaMikdash. One talks about how we're worried that you might forget what goes on in Yerushalayim. One of them, to remind us, Meheri Yibane Beis HaMikdash, that Yerushalayim could be rebuilt almost immediately. And so here we have this tension, this difficulty in how are we supposed to comport ourselves. On the one hand, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was saying, we have to prepare for the long haul. We have to figure out how to never forget the lessons, the ability that Yerushalayim Doresh Yeshla. It has to be that there are people who are pursuing it, who are interested constantly in Yerushalayim, even if it's not here. While at the same time, we have to imagine that it will be here. We sort of hedge both sides of this, assuming it will not be, and so therefore we do not forget what went on. While at the same time, Meheri Yibane Beis HaMikdash, we assume that it could happen at every moment. And that's the tension that we're in right now, and particularly in our time, where it perhaps is easy not, to celebrate Yom Yerushalayim and not to be able to lament that anything is missing. Rav Kook, the story is told in a bunch of different ways, but Rav Kook was asked the question that we mentioned yesterday, the question of, how could it be that a Jew who lives in Yerushalayim has to say, next year in Yerushalayim? Okay, how can you say L'shana Haba B'Yerushalayim? And we say that when? We say that in Yom Kippur, at the end of the davening, L'shana Haba B'Yerushalayim. We say it on Pesach. And both of those holidays, or both of those significant ritualistic days, were very steeped in the Beis HaMikdash. Of course, the Karban Pesach defined Pesach, and of course the Avoda, the service in the Beis HaMikdash, was really the hallmark of that day. And so it's not surprising that on each of those 2 days, we have to figure out a way to remember, or we can't help ourselves but saying L'shana Haba B'Yerushalayim, because we want that back. And so he was asked that question. So his first answer was, he said, well, no, that's why nowadays we say L'shana Haba B'Yerushalayim Habnuya, that we want to rebuild Jerusalem. We want to fully restore Jerusalem in all its glory, in all its leadership, with all of its trappings, with the Beis HaMikdash, etc., as I mentioned yesterday. But he also said, and Rav Kook answered to this person who asked the question, he said, when we say L'shana Haba B'Yerushalayim, we are praying that all of our being, both in body and in spirit, should be in Yerushalayim. We don't want a hedge. We want it to absolutely and entirely and totally be an unadulterated experience in Yerushalayim, feeling Yerushalayim, breathing Yerushalayim, Doresh Yeshla, so that we understand. I mentioned the story, but the story goes that Rav Ari Levine visited some
prisoners,
and he discussed the second day of Pesach, how was your Seder? And they said the worst part of the Seder is that we couldn't open the door for Elio, who's going to take us back to Yerushalayim and rebuild and everything and do exactly what he has to do. And of course they couldn't open the door because they were in jail. So Rav Ari Levine said, Atem choshvim shel Elio ba Derech HaDelot, you think that Eliyahu comes through the door? Eliyahu ba derech HaLev. He comes through the heart. He comes through understanding these ideas, lamenting what we are supposed to lament, and celebrating what we need to celebrate. Have a great day, everybody.